On SUNY Distinguished Academy Week, living well will help protect you from disease. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Richard M. Rosenfeld, Distinguished Professor of Otolaryngology at SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University, discusses why underlying conditions make things worse in the face of COVID-19.
COVID-19 can be devastating, but viewing age as the primary factor driving poor outcomes creates a sense of helplessness. Underlying chronic conditions, obesity, heart disease, lung disease, and type 2 diabetes, not age, are the key drivers of serious COVID-19 outcomes. Elderly patients 65 or older without underlying conditions account for only 1% of COVID-19 deaths in this age group, and even for those 70 or older, the infection fatality rate without underlying conditions is likely under 1%. The CDC found that when underlying conditions are present, COVID-19 patients have 6 times more hospitalizations and 12 times more deaths. Now, poor lifestyle behaviors account for up to 70% of chronic disease. For example, about 75% of American adults get inadequate exercise, 40% do not follow USDA dietary guidelines, 33% sleep less than 6 hours per day, and 15% smoke tobacco. The resulting obesity, heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes account for 70% of annual U.S. deaths and related health costs. We all have within us the ability through lifestyle medicine to enhance our resistance to infection with better diet, more exercise, adequate sleep, less stress, and robust social connections. We cannot know with certainty what challenges lie ahead, but we can take certain actions and implement certain personal behaviors to promote our own health, resiliency, and longevity.
That was Richard M. Rosenfeld of SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.